Hey everyone, I know it's been a while since my last episode, but in this one I wanted to talk about something that is kind of relevant in today's world. I wanted to talk about an article that I found the other day. It's about mental health services that have currently been suspended at some Vermont prisons. This is due to the COVID-19 pandemic. In the article, a man named Chris Berner, who is being held at Northwest State Correctional Facility, said that due to the outbreak of the COVID-19 virus, his weekly visits with his mental health professional have ended. So, if he obviously you know what weekly means, Berner is used to seeing his mental health professional each week. He says that he struggles with PTSD and is in an isolated cell by himself, which that's a whole nother topic that I might talk about in another episode, just because this whole like solitary confinement, not being able to talk to anybody, or just no social interaction with anybody besides guards at X time every day. He also brought up that he's actually very concerned for other inmates who that he knows in the prison that are he described as seriously mentally ill or functionally impaired, because just like him, they are not going to have a mental health professional to talk to weekly. I think this is kind of like a very serious thing to go around. I understand that due to the pandemic, changes have to be made. And we haven't been able to, we're not supposed to be leaving our houses, we're not supposed to be interacting with people, just like the prisoners aren't supposed to be interacting with their mental health professionals. But at this time, I kind of feel that mental health is very, very important because if you're an average person, you might not live alone, and if you do live alone, you could go on a walk or FaceTime, call a friend. If you're in prison, especially with a mental health problem, you're not going to be able to do that. You can't go on a walk, and if you can go on a walk, it's going to be limited. I'm sure that yard hours have changed or social interaction between prisoners have changed. I'm sure they're not allowing them to like talk to each other as much as they used to. Something else that I wanted to talk about was, like I said, they're cracking down on everything. But in regards to Chris, with him, I think being isolated in a cell for his health could be very detrimental, especially when he's not able to see his mental health professional. But I also understand that, is if you're in a cell with somebody else, you also have a higher rate of contracting the virus. And if you contract the virus, it is possible that you can die from it, as we've seen way too many times on the news nowadays. Now that the virus is in full swing, I'm sure, like I said, that yard time is done, or they've gotten rid of phone times for people to interact with each other. I also think that sudden changes in somebody's weekly meetings with their health professional could be a dramatic change in the person, because it deviates from their schedule and they might feel like they've were getting help when they needed it, and now they were, or they were finally getting somewhere, and now it's just stopped for the time being. And I'm sure in the article it didn't say, and I'm sure it wasn't a final date was given out, but I'm sure that it's for the time being until the pandemic slows down. I think that wraps things up for this episode. I just want to kind of keep doing shorter ones. It's a little easier for me since I'm very busy with the being an essential worker and my friend's not able to currently record with me. So, but I'm very curious to see how quickly these changes are lifted and they'll go back to normal. And I kind of want to see if there's a way that people, that these people like Chris are able to see mental health professionals in just about any way during this pandemic. I know it's hard, and I know it's not trustworthy if you give them like a cell phone for FaceTime or like maybe a computer with a webcam or something like that. But I kind of feel that some things can be a little loosened due to this, because this is not your average everyday thing that goes on. This is something that's very serious, and mental health could actually worsen over this time, because I'm sure there's people who live at home with their families who have already experienced stress and like just breakdowns of just feeling like this isn't going to end. When am I going to go back to work? When am I going to be able to make money for my family and provide? People worry about going to the grocery store because they think that they might contract it. Just going to the grocery store to get food to provide for their family. But like I said, that wraps things up for this episode. I just want to thank you for listening. I'm going to try to keep going with this. It's a little hard, but I'm really enjoying it. Just sitting down, reading an article, and then just going right to the computer and talking about it. Thanks. Bye.